on Thursday, the 12th of May, lots of events coming up. One thing to note before we even get into the schedule, Katie, most things on the festival are free.
We're really excited as a festival committee that through community support with buying raffle tickets and signing up for booths, that we're able to offer almost all the entertainment free of charge to the community members. And we're just really thankful for everybody pitching in and helping out and making it a really great festival.
Right. Mainly it's the dinners and things that are not, are the one, events
yeah.
that aren't free, but all the other entertainment and everything is. Starting out Thursday with an open viewing of the children's coloring exhibit.
And there's going to be some really fun new coloring pages for the kids this year that just changes it up a little bit from years past, and we're really excited to see what they come up with.
And it'll be available for viewing at the Forest Service building's windows.
And, of course, the Visitors Information Center is open all day. And then the museum, Little Norway Art Show.
And they're just going to be hosting the Festival Arts and Craft Share, so be sure and stop by and see some local artists.
And there's a lot of local artists, photographers, painters, all sorts, and carvers, all sorts of stuff in town here that people have seen throughout the year, and a lot of it will be gathered at that event. This is next, of course, at 2 p.m., it's the Norwegian sweater modeling. That's always a big draw.
And
yes.
This year, it's going to be a little bit different. The Girls of Lee's Clothing will be doing live modeling in the windows. So as you're strolling down Main Street, you can see various models in the window showing off some beautiful Norwegian sweaters.
And make sure to check this out because it's going to be really neat.
The Petersburg Medical Center will be hosting the Silver Tea to honor the staff of the hospital and the long-term care. And they invite you to stop by and join in honoring the staff.
That's at 2, and then also there's a muskeg walk.
Mary Clemens has been doing the walk for a while. She really enjoys it, and she has a lot of knowledge to share with people, and everybody really has a good time with her on that walk.
You know, we've all walked through the muskeg, but have we really looked at the actual fauna, or flora, rather,
exactly.
and figured out what everything is?
Yeah, and she has a lot of that information. It's just fun to know.
And then the Wild Celery Art Show.
It's going to be Don Cornelius's artwork, so
local,
make sure
local
to check
artist.
That out, another local artist.
And then you have a new event at Akito's Cave starting at 5:30.
Yes, the annual Mayfest kickoff feast, first annual Mayfest kickoff feast.
And what's going to happen?
With dueling pianos. There's going to be first a dinner with
smoked turkey legs,
courtesy of Tonka Seafoods,
corn on the cob, melon salad,
and herb roasted potatoes. The dueling pianos are going to start at 7 p.m., it says.
And
doors open at 5:30.
Do you know who's dueling? Or is it someone from out of town?
A group
or?
From Washington.
So is this something that is done all over the country, right, I guess?
Yeah, or? Absolutely.
And I've never seen it before,
what
do they do?
They compete against each other, and so you kind of can pay a piano to play this song, and then if somebody likes a better song, they tip the other piano to kind of take over. And so they're just fighting back and forth all night. It's really fun. I've been places where it's like every college fight song across the nation is taking over each other, or just a really good time.
And you can come for dinner and the show, or you can stop by around 7 p.m. And just attend the show. And there'll be several nights for the dueling pianos at Keto's Cave,
there'll
but the feast will be on Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the dueling pianos will actually be there.
Right, and the feast is Thursday. Also at 6 p.m. Thursday, another option for dinner. The Moose is doing a Norwegian dinner this year.
They're going to have Norwegian meatballs with brown gravy, some fish cakes with white gravy, cucumber salad, and it sounds like some sweet treats.
And the Beachcomber Inn at 7 p.m., they have the Peckled Herring Band back again, I guess, for the, fourth or fifth or third or fourth time? They come every year now.
Yes, and they are so much fun. It's great atmosphere out there. They play in the lounge, and they'll play for a couple hours starting at 7.
Yeah, swing by, have dinner, and then enjoy the music and have a good time.
They play Norwegian music and shashes and polkas.
And polkas,
yeah.